Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
I'm Tom.
It's our food unit. And although I really don't like fish much, Tom, I do like some dishes that Japan has come up with for sure. And one of them is the donburi.
Sounds close enough
to me. Is that right?
Yeah.
I don't speak Japanese, guys. As you can tell from listening to my accent, this donburi is often simply called don, and it's a beloved Japanese dish, and we're going to be talking about that, how it has been around for a long time, and it's got a lot of appeal, a lot of attraction. Are these some of the dishes you prefer, Tom, when you were out there eating outside?
It sounds pretty tasty, and I think these kinds of dishes are available at Japanese restaurants here in Taiwan. But, of course, the best is going to be in Japan itself. And we are talking about a particular dish called donburi. When I first read the lesson for today, I thought they were talking about an area of Osaka, Dontonburi. But I got those confused because I don't really know Japanese that well. But Dontonburi is like a tourist area of Osaka.
Oh,
but donburi
really?
Is a dish that we're going to talk about today. And we're talking about its history, where it came from, and why it's so popular nowadays. So let's get to it. Let's talk about the enduring appeal of donburi. Let's listen. Donburi, often simply called don, is a beloved Japanese dish that consists of a bowl of steamed rice topped with various other ingredients. The word donburi itself actually means bowl in Japanese, but it has come to represent much more than just a vessel. Donburi first emerged during the Edo period, 1603 to 1867, as a quick and convenient meal for busy city dwellers. By the 19th century, donburi had become immensely popular among theater enthusiasts who often purchased these portable meals to enjoy during long performances. Unadon, a donburi topped with grilled eel, was a particular favorite. Easy to carry and satisfying, it made the perfect dish for theatergoers and enabled them to enjoy a hearty meal without leaving their seats. Today, donburi can be made with a wide range of ingredients to suit all tastes and seasons. Some versions are topped with raw fish, such as kaisen don, seafood bowl, while others might feature tempura, vegetables, or beef. One popular modern variation is katsudon, which features a breaded and deep-fried pork cutlet. In Japan, katsudon is associated with good luck since the local word for pork cutlet, tonkatsu, contains katsu, which also means victory. It's thus a common belief that eating katsudon before an important exam will bring success. Apart from all this flavor and good fortune, donburi's enduring appeal lies in its versatility and its deep cultural roots. With countless variations to explore, it remains a timeless staple of Japanese cuisine, offering a delicious glimpse into the heart of Japanese culture. Okay, everybody, let's dive right in and talk about donburi. We're talking about the enduring appeal of donburi. And if something's enduring, it will last a long time. So, of course, donburi has been around for a long time and will probably continue to be around for a long time. So it has enduring appeal. And appeal here just means it is attractive to people. They're interested in it. And, of course, lots of people still enjoy this dish. You could talk about the enduring appeal of nyoromien here in Taiwan. People loved it for a long time. They love it now, and they're going to love it in the future. It's never going to go away. And this is the case with donburi in good old Japan. Now, donburi, often simply called don, is a beloved Japanese dish that consists of a bowl of steamed rice topped with various other ingredients. Okay, so donburi is sometimes simply referred to as don. And I think that's a character where it looks like a jing, you know, a well, you know, and then it's got a little stroke in the middle of it. I think that's the character they're talking about here. And if something's beloved or beloved, it is just something that's loved by a lot of people. It's cherished by a lot of people. And yes, indeed, lots of people in Japan love this dish. It's beloved. I pronounced this beloved when I read this article, but I guess you could also say beloved. Maybe beloved is more for like your lover or something like that. This is for my beloved, this bundle of flowers.
Yeah, beloved. I would use beloved here as well. So it's really tasty. I must admit, I like it myself. When you talk about ingredients, you're talking about things that go into a dish as you're making it. You might have a recipe that's written down with the ingredients of things that go into the dish, and then also instructions on how to cook it. The instructions are a really important part of a recipe. A recipe isn't just the ingredients, it includes the instructions. And here, the ingredients in donburi are actually quite tasty, and they can change. They can vary. They can be different. As Tom was talking about, this word means bowl in Japanese. If you go into Google Translate, as I did this morning, because I wanted to hear that cute Japanese woman's voice pronounce these for me, all of these Japanese words. If I hit the button to translate it into Chinese, of course, it just says one.
Okay.
So for this whole word, donburi, it just says one. And in English, if you translate it, it says rice bowl.
Rice bowl. Okay, that's a special kind of bowl for rice. Western bowls are a little bigger, I believe. Rice bowls are smaller. And yes, indeed, it is topped with other ingredients, different things you can put on top of that steamed rice. And the word donburi itself actually means bowl in Japanese, but it has come to represent much more than just a vessel. Now, here the word vessel, we should focus on that. That's just something that contains something. Usually the word vessel will refer to a ship at sea. There are many vessels coming in and out of Geelong Port every day, for example. And it could also be a spaceship as well, like the Starship Enterprise is a vessel. But in this particular case, it just means something that carries some things from one place to another.
Uh-huh.
And in this particular case, it's just referring to a bowl, a vessel, a container.
Yeah. So moving on to paragraph two, it says, donburi first emerged. If you emerge, you come out from behind something or you appear when before you might have been covered or not exposed. So sometimes when it's really cloudy, the sun is behind the clouds, and suddenly the clouds move and the sun emerges from behind the clouds, and you feel like it's a nice day. Or if it's in the summer, you say to yourself, oh, I wish there were more clouds. Because in the summer, I'd like to have less sun sometimes. So this dish, donburi, first came out or was discovered during the Edo period, and they give you the periods of that time in history, 1603 to 1867, because they invented it or came up with it as a quick and convenient meal for busy city dwellers. Remember, back then, there were no convenience stores, no Sevens, no Family Marts, no things like that, where you could just run in and buy something. Even the vendors on the street that we have now, they didn't exist like they do today. So, yeah, this was a very convenient way for busy city dwellers to have a meal. If you are a dweller, a city dweller, it just means you reside in the city, you live there.
Right. We could say many Aboriginal tribes dwell in the mountains of Taiwan, but in this particular case, we're talking about people who live in the city, and they're busy, they're going to work, and they need a quick meal, so this sort of fit the bill there. And by the 19th century, donburi had become an immensely popular dish among theater enthusiasts who often purchased these portable meals to enjoy during long performances. So that sounds like it makes sense here. If you want to go see kabuki or whatever, you want to see a performance in the theater. And if you're an enthusiast, of course, you're somebody who loves to do something. And so if you wanted to go see a theater performance, you would purchase these portable meals to take with you and eat during the long performances. Okay, if something's portable, it's easily moved from place to place. We have portable stoves, for example. If you want to go camping, you're going to take a portable stove with you so you can cook your meals at your campsite. Other things are portable as well. Portable chairs, for example, they fold up and you can put them in the back of your car and take them out if you want to go to the beach or something like that. So yes, indeed, these meals are easily carried from place to place, sort of like a bindang or a bento, as they call them in Japan.
Yeah, kind of nice to have. So yeah, by the 19th century, they'd become very popular. Once people get a look at some new idea and they think, wow, that's pretty cool, then the popularity grows. Sometimes that popularity spreads word of mouth. And that's probably people saying, hey, Do you see this new thing? Where'd you get that? How do you do that? What's it called? So this had become popular among theater enthusiasts. If you're a theater enthusiast, you're someone who loves to go to the theater and see live performances. Maybe they're dramas. Maybe they're musicals. Those are all things that are done in the theater. I am a theater enthusiast. And these dumb buddies were often purchased or bought as portable meals. So, yeah, it's kind of nice just to have to or just have something you can take along. Although I'm not sure they welcome people eating in the theater these days.
Not nowadays.
No, yeah. That's a no-no because there are a lot of bugs and little pests that come into theater if you're eating food there. Portable. Other things that are portable would be, we use this word to talk about things that normally aren't portable. Like you could buy a portable fan to take outside with you, a portable, air conditioner. Those are smaller units. A portable radio. You know, radios used to have to be plugged into the wall until batteries were introduced. So we use portable quite often.
Right. And of course, it would make the experience very enjoyable because you'd have a meal while you're watching the show. Now, unadon, a donburi topped with grilled eel, was a particular favorite. So there are many different kinds of donburi. This one is particularly called unadon, and that is one that has grilled eel on it. Eel is kind of like the big snakes in the ocean, you know, they're long and slimy.
Yuck.
And you can fish them out of the ocean and kill them and slice them up into little pieces.
Uh-huh.
And in this particular case, they're grilled, which means they're cooked over a fire, maybe some bars, some steel bars or something they cook them on there, and you flip it over one side. Just like you grill a steak, for example. In this particular case, you would put the eel on top of the rice, and that was oh so tasty. I think they probably threw in some vegetables in there somewhere as well.
Right. And nowadays, if people have a grill outside in their yard, for example, we just refer to it as a grill. Of course, here it's an adjective, but grill is a verb we use often in Taiwan because around the Moon Festival, a lot of people go outside and they set up their portable grills and they grill their meat, their fish, their vegetables, which is also wonderful to smell. I love the smell around Moon Festival. I'm not a fan of eel, I must tell you. I don't want to look like I'm eating a snake. Kind of grosses me out.
A sea snake.
But, yeah, a lot of people like it, so yay for you. It was a particular favorite that they would carry around. It was easy to carry, satisfying. It made them feel full. They could enjoy the performances more, of course, if they weren't starving to death. And it made the perfect dish for theater goers. This is how we refer to people who like to go to the theater or someone who's just going to the theater, a theater goer. You put those two words together and enabled them or allowed them to enjoy a hearty meal without even leaving their seats. It's kind of nice. Back then, they weren't as concerned about cleanliness or hygiene, and people tended to eat more in public spots than they do today. Right now, guys, we're going to listen for a few minutes to our Chinese teacher, and then we'll be back.
Hello, everyone. 我是派老师。 今天讲解的是 Unit 13, The Enduring Appeal of Donburi. 台湾喜欢日本文化、日本料理的人非常多，而这个单元介绍的是日本美食冻饭，告诉我们冻饭的起源。最刚开始，冻饭呢，因为又快又方便，所以受到都市居民欢迎。之后在19世纪，很多人要到戏院看戏之前，会带着冻饭到戏院吃。时至今日，很多日本考生为了求好的考运， 也会在考前吃猪排冻饭，炸猪排冻饭。这是因为哦，炸猪排的发音呢跟胜利很相近，很有趣吧。好，那我们一起来看学习重点。请同学看到第一个句子，介绍我们的主角Donburi。好，就或者呢，我们常常会简称为Don啊，就是冻饭。它是一个受到大家所喜爱的日本料理，请把consists of 画起来。 那这个料理里面有哪些东西我们用了这个consist of 有什么组成？ 原来呢其实就是白米饭，但是呢上面还要铺上，那我们中文讲上面铺着什么，那英文我们就用topped with， 上面铺满了很多各式各样的材料、食材。那再来，我们来看第二个句子是在解释这个 Donbury 这个字词的来源。在刚开始的时候，它所指的其实也就只是碗、容器而已。But it has come to represent much more than just a vessel. 和后来不断的演变，这个字呢就不再只是一个容器， vessel 所指的就是容器。再来请看到第二段，这个词汇什么时候出现的呢？好， emerged 让我们知道原来是在江户时代的时候开始有这样子的料理。那最刚开始购买的是谁啊？就是住在都市非常忙碌的人。那后来到了19世纪的时候，很受到会喜欢看戏的人， theater enthusiasts。 那我们知道 enthusiast 就是有一种特别的热爱，那你要标示它是对什么热爱，原来是爱看戏，所以前面就是 theater enthusiasts。 所以呢，有很多的这些固定会去看戏的人，热爱戏剧的人，他们会买冻饭当做便当， who often purchase these portable meals. Portable meals, portable 当然就是可以携带的，那我们可以把它理解为就是其实就是带便当的概念啦。那所以在一边看戏的时候，那他就有机会呢可以在这个戏院吃饭。好，那再来我们看到第四个句子， easy to carry and satisfying。 那这里呢都是在形容冻饭，冻饭呢很方便携带，而且吃起来能够满足我们的需求， It made the perfect dish. 所以冻饭呢就是最好的选择了， It made the perfect dish. 这就是最完美的料理。那对谁来说？ Theater goers， 就前面所讲的 Theater enthusiasts， 他们很喜欢看戏嘛，然后让他们呢可以怎么样， Enjoy a hearty meal。 Hearty meal 这个 hearty 形容词请画起来，这里所指的是这一餐非常丰盛营养。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Welcome back, everybody. Let's continue with our lesson. Again, we're taking a look at Donbury. It has enduring appeal.It's been around for a long time, and it emerged during the Edo period, which was quite some time ago. City dwellers liked it. It was quick and convenient. And if you went to the theater, if you were a theater goer, it was very convenient for you because it was portable. You could take it with you easily, and you could enjoy it while you were watching a performance. And one particular favorite was the grilled eel one called Unadon,which does sound kind of tasty, although I'm not really into seafood myself so much. But yes, it's part of a hearty meal that you can enjoy while you're watching a performance. Now, here in the next paragraph, it says, Today, Donbury can be made with a wide range of ingredients to suit all tastes and seasons. So yes, indeed, of course, over time, they have come up with new ideas to serve Donbury, and we have a wide range of ingredients, different flavors that you can pick from, different kinds of restaurants that serve different kinds.And it can suit all tastes, whether you like sweet food or salty food or savory food. It's got you covered there. And even if you're a vegetarian or a meat eater, I'm sure they've got options for you as well.
Yeah, they do. They have a lot of options. I've often gotten in those lines, that they have at the department stores, you know, where you can buy the donburi there and they have different selections you can choose from. There's always a lot to choose from andthey have lots of things that aren't fish, in case you don't like fish like me. It's very tasty. Some versions are topped with raw fish, such as kaisendon, seafood bowl, while others might feature tempura, vegetables, or beef. So let's look at this word version. Version is just a different form of something. We often use it to talk about a different version of a paper you're writing.Maybe you're writing a long research paper. It's due at the end of the semester. And your first version is just your rough draft. And then your final version is the one that you turn into your teacher. We also use it, of course, for software or for video games, things like that, right? New versions come out, which update the older versions. And they're usually better. They're more exciting. Unless it's Windows, and every version they introduce almost feels like it's worse than the one you were using previously.
Right, there's a learning curve there. You could also talk about the book version of something, the film version, etc.
Yeah.
And, or even the theater version. Sometimes they have a movie, and from a Broadway musical or something like that, they have different versions there. And yes, indeed, you can have raw fish. And for example, we've got the seafood bowl one, which is called Kaisen Don. I think Kaisen means Haixian in Mandarin. While others might feature tempura, vegetables, or beef. Now, tempura is kind of like that chewy thing that's made from wheat. Am I mistaken there?
It might be a rice flour that's
mixed.
Right. Yeah, and you dip whatever you're going to deep fry into that batter. And then it's deep fried. It's very delicious.
All right, right,
especially if you can get it when it's just been done and it's fresh. It's so tasty.
Nice and crispy as well. So yes, you will have the vegetables that are cooked in that batter. And of course, you can have beef as a choice. And one popular modern variation is katsudon, which features a breaded and deep fried pork cutlet.
Mm-hmm.
Indeed, I don't usually eat pork, but when I was in the U.S. or I was in Japan, I thought, well, I'm not going to waste the opportunity to miss the food here. So I had one of these deep fried pork cutlets, although I'm not sure if it was donkatsu or whether it was donburi. But anyway, it was quite tasty. In this particular case, it's breaded, so it's coated with some kind of a coating, I guess you could say.
A breading,
and you deep fry it so it gets kind of hard and crispy. And this is a variation, a modern variation, which is a different version, a different kind of donburi, and the name of it is katsudon, and katsu has a special meaning. It's kind of a double meaning, which we'll talk about in just a second here.
Yeah, I love this one. I've had it, and it's so tasty. So in Japan, katsudon is associated with good luck. Oh, I didn't know that. Since the local word for pork cutlet, tonkatsu, contains katsu, which also means victory. Yeah, I think I looked this up and it said victory bowl in English, Tom.
Okay, sounds cool. And a cutlet, of course, is a piece of sliced meat, basically. And, of course, you take a sliced piece of pork, and then you put some kind of breading on it, and then you deep fry it, and then you've got that deep-fried pork cutlet, which, of course, you can serve on rice. And katsudon is associated with good luck, since the local word for pork cutlet, tonkatsu, contains katsu, which also means victory. Okay, so like Chinese, there are a lot of double meanings in Japanese, of course. I can't think of any examples off the top of my head, but there are lots of different kinds of food that people here eat for good luck because the name of it sounds like something else. And this is the case in Japanese because it's got the word katsu, which also means victory. So if you have something with the word katsu in it, hey, it's going to help you win something.
So our writer says it's thus, or because of what we just told you, thus a common belief that eating katsudon before an important exam will bring success. Do you know, it's funny because I've seen a lot of students go to a really popular restaurant in my neighborhood, which is close to Jiaoyu Dashu, that is called Tonkatsu. And maybe they're going right before a big test. I don't know.
Indeed. I could indeed be that the case. And I'm sure there are other kinds of food that people can eat before an exam so that they'll do quite well. And yes, indeed, it's a common belief that eating it before an exam will make you successful. Now, here in the final paragraph, it says, apart from all this flavor and good fortune, in addition to talking about the flavor of donburi and its good fortune, or the fact that it gives you good fortune if you eat it, donburi's enduring appeal lies in its versatility and its deep cultural roots. So yes, in addition to being flavorful and giving you good fortune, it also has this enduring appeal because it has this versatility. If something's versatile or versatile, you could pronounce it that way as well, it means it can be used in lots of different situations, it can be changed, it can be added to, it can be subtracted from. It's very flexible, and yes, indeed, I'm sure lots of different regions in Japan have their own versions, and I'm sure you can probably never run out of different kinds of donburi to enjoy.
Right, so with countless variations to explore or to eat, It remains a timeless staple of Japanese cuisine. A staple just means some sort of food, typically, but it could be a product, or an activity, and it's one that's basic and very important in people's everyday lives. Rice is the staple food of more than half the world's population. Noodles, pasta, is a staple in Italy. That's a really large part of their cuisine. So, donburi remains a timeless staple of Japanese cuisine, and it offers a delicious glimpse into the heart or the world of Japanese culture. It's kind of fun to learn more about this. I see these words a lot, you know, when I go to the restaurant here in Taiwan, and I never know what they mean. So now I do. It's kind of fun.
I've always wanted to ask Japanese people who travel to Taiwan what they think of the Japanese food that is available here in Taiwan. Is it authentic? Is it the real thing? Or is it a poor substitute for the real thing? I'm not quite sure. I actually think it's quite good myself. Mm. And having had food in Japan and in Taiwan, I think they're very similar.
I think it depends on where you go. It's like anything, right? I love Mexican food. There are some places here in Taiwan that taste more authentic and others that don't. And that's fine. As long as it tastes good, I'm fine with that. But yeah, I would imagine the Japanese food, you could find some really authentic restaurants here because we're so close.
Mm, you know? I see. And yes, of course, the Japanese influence continues on Taiwan, even though it's been more than 50 years since it no longer is a colony of Japan. But in any case, that's a topic for another day, and I'm sure we've gotten you all very hungry talking about tonkatsu and donburi. And my goodness, I think I'm going to head out myself and get some donburi here after our lesson, but we need to continue as we're going to now listen to our Chinese teacher one more time.
好，再来我们看到第三段，丼饭呢，当然不断的演变，有各式各样的做法。那我们看到第二个句子 ,some versions are topped with raw fish, 有一些呢是生鱼片的。好 ,version 这里指的当然就是不同种类的丼饭。那还有一些呢是什么会有天妇罗的 ,while others might feature tempura, vegetables or beef. 那这里的 feature, 那我们中文就可以这样子理解它里面的主菜呢就是天妇罗蔬菜等等或牛肉。再来第三个句子有另外一个要值得一提的呢就是 katsudon 炸猪排丼 OK A one popular modern variation 请同学把 variation 画起来这里所指的呢也是丼饭的种类 variation 那这里面我们当然知道主角就是炸猪排那在日本有这样子的一个可以说习俗也好他们这样子的想法 Katsudon 什么时候一定要吃呢对考生在考季的时候他们要参加重要的考试的时候会先买这个 Katsudon 这个炸猪排丼来吃为什么因为这第四个句子就有解释了那我们知道说这个炸猪排饭炸猪排丼它的日文呢是 Donkatsu 那因为呢有这个 Katsu 的意思有这个卡兹那卡兹在日文呢它有胜利的意思因为发音相似所以日本人才会觉得说诶考试前吃这个炸猪排丼饭会让他们考试的时候金榜题名再来就很像呢我们台湾其实有很多考生会在考前吃包粽是一样的意思我们看到第四段第一个句子 apart from All this flavor and good fortune. 好，一样哦。我们知道说，丼饭前面介绍了各式各样的种类，那甚至于呢，在考前的时候还可以为考生带来好运。除了以上所说的这些以外 ，apart from Donburi's enduring appeal， 那为什么这么长的时间都还是非常的受到消费者的喜爱呢 ？Enduring appeal， 这 enduring 当然就是要讲它。维持了很长的时间 appeal 指的就是很受到大家的喜爱嘛最主要是因为 lies in 这个动词片语请画起来这个根本的原因在后面 it's versatility 就是因为丼饭其实很多变你可以做很多变化然后再来就是因为它有很深厚的文化根源 以上就是我们针对冻饭这篇文章所做的中文讲解，谢谢大家。
That's all for today, everybody. Thank you for joining us, and please check out our content on YouTube and Facebook, to help you along with your English learning journey. And, head down to your local Japanese restaurant and have yourself a steaming hot bowl of donburi. Thank you for joining us, and from all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.